And praise the Lord. Father, we give this time to you. We just want to bless you and adore you. We want to worship you the way that you deserve to be worshiped. We praise you tonight. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God rest ye merry gentlemen. Nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. A blessed angel came to certain shepherds, bad tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Are you within this place? With true love and brotherhood, each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas, all of us God to face. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. to Bethlehem. Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, our newborn King. There's never been a man who's more alive. There's never been a man. like you, Jesus. You were born, you lived, you died, you rose again. There's no one. On you, Jesus, reveal yourself, reveal yourself, reveal yourself. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Oh, Mary, did you know? Baby boy who gives sight to the blind man. Did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Jesus.
Mary, Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know? Mary, did you know?
Did you know?
Open up our eyes. Open up our eyes. We want to know you, God.
Open our eyes.
We want to know you. Praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is this heaven's perfect love and the sleeping child you're holding, he's the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know? Did you know?
joy than to love it.
deny. Where you lead me, it's the narrow road, and I'll take any step to go where you go. The fire in your eyes has caught me in a sweet escape. There is no turning back. Wherever my heart will job, my family, my ministry, I lay it all down, I lay it all down. I lay it all down. Whatever it takes. Whatever the cost, I'm in it for one thing. It's you, Jesus. Whatever it takes, whatever the cost. Lost its hold on me.
I cannot deny. Where you lead me, it's the narrow road, and I'll take any step to go where you go. The fire in your eyes has caught me in a sweet escape. There is no turning back. Wherever my heart will stay.
I have
precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit, we wait on you, Holy Spirit, we wait on you, Holy Spirit, we wait on you, for fire.
This is a holy moment. The Holy Spirit is here with fire. I just want to encourage you. Let's enter in. Let's enter in. Let's not miss this moment. The Holy Spirit is here with fire. He is here. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We don't want to miss you, Holy Spirit. We don't want to quench the Spirit with distraction. Oh God, we invite you, Holy Spirit. We invite you, Holy One. Come, Holy One. Come with your fire, Holy One. We don't want to miss you, Holy One. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One. A holy God. You're a holy God. You're a holy God. We invite you here. We lay everything else down and we focus on you in this moment. Holy God, come with your fire. Come with your fire. Come with desire. Holy One. Holy One.
Precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit, we wait on you, Holy Spirit, we wait on you, Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Fire, 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 fire
Love has made
has made an everlasting mark on my heart. So come fan the flame. Come, come, come fan the flame. Come, come fan the
sitting back there worshiping Jesus, and I had this picture of me, us as a body just standing, but a single individual person standing before Jesus, and there is fire all around his throne, fire before him, and as I share this picture, I felt the Father's compassion. I felt his heart for us, and I saw this person like standing there, and there's these like black things that were like around the sides, and they were just weights that they were carrying, and I saw the Father just take this sword and just shave off these unnecessary weights that have been there. Whoo! Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, you want to do a big work, even though there's small people, Lord, or not a lot of people here. You want to do a big work, Lord, a mighty work. And so, Father, I just thank you for that picture. Just Holy Spirit, just ask you to lead me and guide me with what you want to do, with what you want to say. And the Lord gave me Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, but this is the Amplified version. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us, looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith, the first incentive for our belief, and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord. We just want to come before you and have a time of communion. But before we do, Lord, we want to present ourselves as a living sacrifice. We want to present ourselves before you, Lord, just as that picture that you gave me. Lord, just us coming before you with the weight of different things that are so cleverly, I love that word, cleverly, that entangles us, that wants to weigh us down, that wants to hold us down, that wants to take our eyes off of you, Jesus, off of who you are, off of what you want to do in the season. And we just want to fix our gaze on your fiery eyes and look into your very being and say, Lord, I'm yours. I'm yours. Shave off those things that entangle me. I give them to you. I release them to you, and any unforgiveness, any weight that the Lord is highlighting to you right now, just release to him. Forgiveness. I heard forgiveness tonight as well, too, that it's huge. The unforgiveness that what Jesus did at the cross, he took your sins at the cross. He took all unforgiveness And if you're having a hard time forgiving somebody tonight, look at what Jesus did. Look at his beauty. Gaze into his eyes when he was beaten. You know, I was also reading tonight about in the Jewish tradition, when there was a dispute among people, they used to go ahead and take them before a judge. And then the judge would declaim if one was wicked or one was righteous. And then they would lay in front of the other person. If one was found wicked, the wicked one would lay in front of the other person, and they would beat him according to the guilt of what they did. And in the Jewish tradition, it was no more than 40 stripes. And, you know, I think of that, and like Jesus, you know, by his stripes we are healed. He took all that sin. He took all that shame. And so if there's any unforgiveness or anything that's just holding you and not letting you go because of the pain or facing the pain or the fear of facing the pain, God wants to release that to you tonight. He wants to let you be free. He wants to give you that gift of freedom. So before we take the elements, I just want to pray for you specifically. Father, if there's any unforgiveness, Lord, oh Lord, if there's any fear of just facing the pain or just letting go of what may be familiar, Father, we want to release that to you. We lay it down to you, Jesus, and we forgive that person or people, and we let go. We let go of the things that are cleverly trying to entangle us, to pull us away from you, Jesus. We let go. We lay it down. We invite your fire, Holy Spirit, to consume us, to have your way. And it doesn't have to be a process, beloved, to walk in forgiveness. It can be immediate. It can be now. As soon as you release, Jesus is right there, and he burns up all the unforgiveness. And sometimes it is a process of us letting go, but let go every time that tries to come back, tries to entangle you. Let go. Let Jesus have his way. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you, Lord, for your stripes, that we are healed. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that there has been many as sick in this body. But I thank you, Lord, that your blood speaks another word. Your blood washes us away. Your blood cleanses us from every sickness, every disease. You heal us, Lord Jesus. And so, Father, I just want to release your healing power right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. That every person that's sick, that's every person that's bound, Lord God, by sickness or the spirit of infirmity and affliction. In the name of Jesus, I bind you to the pit of hell, and I cancel the assignment that no weapon formed against you, beloved, will prosper in the name of Jesus. And I release the healing power of God. I thank you, Lord, for your anointing that breaks the yoke, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for breakthrough, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for healing right now. I thank you, Jesus. I release your blood. I release your healing power into that body. And I say, body, receive the healing of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just ask for a cleansing, Lord, of the blood of Jesus to wash over and cleanse over their body right now from any infection, any virus that would want to remain. We just thank you, Lord. Father, I just ask for strength now to be infused in people's bodies. Your strength, your healing power. Thank you, Jesus. Father, that if we can believe that you died on the cross for our sins and rose again from the dead, how much more? How much more can you heal the sick, the disease? You are the healer. We know, Lord, that your word says a kingdom divided against it cannot stand. You are the healer. You do not bring sickness. You do not bring disease, but you bring healing and wholeness and restoration. So we thank you, Father. Father, if there's ever been a thought of I'm being sick because I'm learning a lesson, Father, we repent from that thought. That is not the truth. And we just ask for your forgiveness for that, Lord, and just come in and cleanse, Lord God, that thinking. We thank you, Lord, for newness of thought, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. I just see your blood, Jesus, going in people's veins or just traveling through and just cleansing it out, Lord God, the sickness, the disease. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I just bless the communion elements, Lord, before we take them. Just thank you, Jesus, for what you did. We bless your name and we fix our eyes on you. And we receive from you, and we pour out. Freely we give, freely we receive, so we can freely give. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, and we bless you, Lord.
God's a consuming fire. Our God's a consuming fire.
Our God's a consuming fire.
Our God.
Our God's a consuming fire. Our God's a consuming fire.
Our God's a consuming fire. Consuming fire, our God's a consuming fire,
our God's a consuming fire.
Oh come, oh
come,
our God's a consuming fire. Oh, 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 be the fire in my soul, be the fire in my heart, immortal. Be the fire in my heart, be the fire in my soul, be the fire in my heart, immortal.
I can feel it.
souls with your desire, let our passion breathe.
Let our passion bring you fame, Jesus. Our passion of you, because your fire is here. We thank you. We're so grateful for your presence here, Lord God. And we know that you will continue to be here because that is who you are. So I just want to thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do this Saturday, Lord, right here in this place, Lord God, where there will be so many souls that are touched, Lord. May our passion be the thing that brings you fame, Lord God. May they see you in our eyes, Lord. Our precious friends that are coming and guests, Lord, I just thank you for each and every one of them, Lord, from every volunteer to every guest that is coming on Saturday, Lord God. We thank you that your name goes forth and that your fire is present. Lord, you are a consuming fire. I just, throughout this time of just continuing to prepare and just shine the heart of Jesus, I just keep him remembering a gift to Christmas where there was one gentleman who came in and he was so astonished by the end of the night. He was like, I'm going through withdrawal and I'm not even shaking anymore. I've been shaking all day long, but when I was here in this building and after the prayers that went out, I'm no longer shaking. And you could just see it in his face and what he knew. He knew the Lord touched him. He knew that the consuming fire came into him and touched him and gave him the complete peace of who Jesus is. So Father, we just thank you and we call out now in advance for what you're going to do, Lord, at Gift of Christmas this Saturday, Lord God. From the beginning of the day, which each and every volunteer, to the shopping, to then coming back here, Lord, and just the whole day of the pouring out of your heart, Jesus, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, that tonight, as you're filling us up, Lord God, you're filling us up with your fire so that we can continue to go out and go forth. We thank you for taking those weights off, that we lift up your yoke that is easy, Lord, and light, that you are the one who is doing this work, Lord God. We just thank you that we get to partner with you in this. And we just continue to bless the Gokies in the midst of this, Lord God, Pastor Bill and Pastor Ray Pack, Lord, in everything that you will do and use them and what they will release, Lord God. We thank you for that, Father. And we thank you for Amanda and Cynthia who have been working so diligently, Lord God, to be able to put this together. We thank you, Lord, that every single detail will line up, Lord. Every single one will come together, Lord, by your hand, that you, Holy Spirit, will come in and touch this day. Breathe on this day. We need you to breathe, Lord God. Breathe your presence in this day, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you from the presentation with the drama and the dance and the gospel that's being shared and the worship and everything else, Lord God, that there will be such a stirring in people's hearts, Lord, to just bend their knee, Lord God, as we've been singing out that we're in this place of there's no going back. It's you, Jesus. There's no going back, Lord God. And we know that is here. That is who you are. And so that's what these will be in these people's hearts, Lord God, that this will be a complete shift and a complete change in their life. It won't just be for Saturday night Lord, but it will be for their entire lives. They will be set free. They will be saved. They will be delivered. They will be healed, Lord God, because of your mighty name, Jesus. So we just thank you for that, Father. We thank you. You are here, and we know it will happen. So we just thank you that we get to partner with that in Jesus' name. Thank you, consuming fire. Thank you, consuming fire. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your angels that are in this place. Thank you for your angelic hosts that are here on assignment in this house. We thank you, Father, for your mighty, mighty angels in this place. We thank you, Father, We thank you, Holy Spirit, that your power and your presence is in this place, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, we just dispatch in the name of Jesus your angelic host to prepare the way for us as we go forward towards Saturday in the name of Jesus. We call every detail to come into alignment in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that you're bringing swift, swift healing to every volunteer that's sick, to every person in this house that's sick right now. We thank you, Father, that we declare over each person in frontline, over each of our extended family members, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory in our midst. We declare and decree your word that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory in our midst. We declare and decree that you surround us like the mountains. Thank you, Lord God, that you go before us and you hedge us up behind. Thank you, Lord God, that we are covered in the blood of Jesus and we are covered and filled with your resurrection power, God, that is rising in this place right now. We thank you, Lord, that your fire has gone deep in us tonight. We thank you, Lord, that your fire is going deep on the inside of us, even in ways that we might not feel now or we may not understand. We receive the fire of the Holy Ghost by faith. Thank you, Lord God, that we're fueled by your fire and by your passion, Lord God, and we're covered and surrounded by your fire. We just thank you, Lord. We just release the fireballs of the Holy Spirit right now. We release them in the Spirit in Jesus' name. We release them in the Spirit. I invite you to just take your hand, even if you're watching at home, and release the fireballs of the Spirit in Jesus' name. We just release the fire of balls of the Spirit to go after every person that's supposed to be here on Saturday, every guest and every volunteer in Jesus' name, and to go after our wayward family members as well, and or our sick family members. We release the fireballs of the Holy Spirit. We release them. We even throw them at each other in this place. We release the fire of the Holy Spirit by faith. By faith. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that there's angels of fire in this place as well that are releasing the fire of God right now, are releasing it. And we receive to do that for which you've sent it in Jesus' name, even to our wayward family members. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, this week. We just take just as Teresa prayed out, we take every heavy burden that's upon us and we just give it to you, Lord. We thank you that your fire burns it up in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the fire of the Holy Ghost in this place. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just believe that the joy of the Lord is being poured into us deep, 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 all the way down to our feet, that we are being strengthened with might by your Spirit, that we would know what is the width and length and depth and height to know the love of God that passes all knowledge, that we may be filled up with all the fullness of God. Now to you, Lord Jesus, who are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all that we ask or think, over Frontline, over Gift of Christmas, over our families,
impossible situation over and above. Over and above. To Him be the glory through in Christ Jesus and the church forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Yay. I'm just feeling led to pray for our children, for health and healing for them on Saturday against, to be on the offensive, I believe, to pray and bind any attack that the enemy would want to bring, and also just for creative miracles on Saturday. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for every family, every volunteer member, Lord God, that's going to be here, Lord, on Saturday. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that any child, Lord God, of any family member that's going to be a part of it, Lord, I just pray for the youth and the children, Lord, that any assignment that the enemy has to attack our health, I bind in the name of Jesus, and I command it to be canceled by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ that He's given me. I thank you, Lord, that that's canceled and sent to the pit of hell. And I thank you, Lord, that you release your angels on assignment. Lord, as the firewalls around this property, Lord, and around this church, Lord God, that there would be no accident, no hindrance, no nothing, Lord God, that would be able to come or form against this or this body in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, also for every volunteer and every youth, Lord God, that the Spirit of Christ Jesus in our youth would rise up and not expect their parents to maybe like help or to like encounter or say an encouraging word, but that the Holy Spirit that's inside of our youth would be used in a powerful way to be able to declare the Word of God, the truth about Jesus, the truth about His love, and be able to share and spread. So, Father, I just ask, Lord, for your angels to be released on assignment, Lord God. I just ask, Lord, for your angels also for the youth, Lord God, to be released to watch over them, to guard them, but also to encourage them. Father, I bind any fear that would want to come against them, Lord, in Jesus' name, to not rise into their identity of who they are as a son or daughter in Christ. And I thank you, Lord, that they will rise. And I thank you, Lord, that they will be moved from compassion because they have your heart, Father. And so I thank you, Lord, and I just release that into our youth. Lord, I call newness forth, Lord God, into our youth, that they will be used in a mighty way. And Lord, I thank you for creative miracles on Saturday, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that anybody who signed up to come that is being attacked, Lord God, physically, mentally, or spiritually, Lord God, that's supposed to be here, Father, I cancel that assignment as well, and I speak life and healing and wholeness over them. And I thank you, Lord, that you have divine setups, divine appointments, Lord, appointed. And so, Father, I call those things forth, Lord, in Jesus' name, from heaven to earth. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And I just ask, Lord, for creative miracle, for creative angels, also just to be able to release, Father, from the kingdom of heaven, Lord God, into people, Lord. And as that, I just pray, Lord, even the youth and the people here that are volunteering would not have to wait for a service to pray for healing. But if somebody is battling something, that they would just begin to use their authority. They would begin to pray. They would begin to, Holy Spirit, what do I do? I need wisdom. If we say we need wisdom, and James, it says to ask for wisdom, we don't doubt in our heart, you will give it to us. So we receive that. So, Father, any situation and all situations that are set up, Lord God, to bring any disruption or any sort or any discouragement, Father, we thank you, Lord, that that's canceled in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the life and the love of Jesus being released in this place. And we thank you, Lord. I just pray as our precious people, too, would be able to receive what you want to pour out, God. I pray that you would continue to prepare their hearts. Lord, soften the ground of their hearts, Lord, to receive the very best from you. And just thank you, Lord, for this such an opportunity that's needed and that we have. And Father, all the little details that need to be set up, Lord, we just ask, Lord, for your extra help to come in, your ministering angels, extra help. You just put it on people's heart. Oh, I can serve it this time. I can do this. I can do this. Lord, and the I's that need dotted, the T's that need crossed, Lord, all those little logistical things, Lord, would happen, that you would strengthen us and help them happen, Lord. And so we just thank you, Lord, for what you want to do, what you are releasing. We thank you, Lord, for your kingdom of heaven moving forward. Lord, that you send us out as sheep among wolves,
But we thank you that we go forward in your authority, that we are wise as serpents and gentle as doves. So we bless you, God, and we thank you.
All right, we're going to sing Joy to the World. I just believe that the Lord wants us to release the joy. There is authority in the joy of the Lord. Yes, so Lord, let's be on our feet.
Joy, joy, joy.
Joy.
Joy. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And Amen.